And it's a pleasure to have Ted back in the studio with us today. Hey, Ted.
Hi, good morning.
Morning. Ted Kristoff, Kristoff and Sons. I want to sing that every time.
It's worth talking to the experts.
Obviously, you didn't sing it originally.
No.
But hey, how are things going for you guys down on Mechanic Street at the old toy house?
Oh, it's fantastic. Still just a wonderful building. Mm-hmm. What a great asset we have here in Jackson. We feel that we've hopefully done the toy house well by creating a design center there.
Yeah.
So it's just fun. It's a spirit in that side of the building. If you've never, if any listeners never been in, just come in. Even if you're not shopping for flooring, you will be amazed at how beautiful the store is.
I'm sure you're asked at least a couple times a month about the toy house. You ever get tired of fielding that?
No, yeah. Don't get tired. And yes, we do get lots of calls and,
sure,
and or people walk in and remember where the trains used to be.
Right.
And I used to go over there and they all say what a wonderful job we've done honoring the toy house. But
good,
yes,
great good building. Deal. Good deal. Well, Kristoff and Sons, you're known for floor covering. You're known for what's, you know, under our feet. You know, beautiful carpet, fabulous hardwood floors. But there's other things. Now that you're in that new facility, you've been able to expand the products and services that you're able to offer Jackson County and beyond.
Well, we sure have. We created a design center.
Uh-huh.
So we have added kitchen cabinets, countertops, backsplashes, sinks and vanities, faucets, and interior design services, window treatments, drapery, wallpaper, and we've hired some more designers. We've got a fantastic staff of designers. So, you know, and it's not expensive it's not expensive at all to have good advice.
Right.
You know, that's really important. I think if you're going to spend money on a home improvement, it's always good to get good advice. But, and our staff is there. They're trained, they're certified, they're, they're graduates of interior design.
Right. So you have people who, I'm sure you have both. You have people who come in and just know exactly what they want, but you might tell them, well, this would work better this way, this would work better. And then I'm sure you have the people coming in who have no idea. They just know they want their kitchen to look better.
Well, that's absolutely right.
Yeah.
And there's something in the middle, too. So
right.
Some people don't need an interior designer.
Mm-hmm.
But our staff is more than just designers. We're experts in our industry. So it helps you figure out what product is the best for you. So we have a series of questions. We ask about your lifestyle. You know, how many kids do you have? Do you have dogs and cats? And how many bedrooms? And what do you use this room for? And then also incorporate the aesthetics of the room. When you put the whole package together, we help you buy the right floor, because getting a good deal on the wrong floor is a waste of money. So you want to spend your money properly. So
absolutely. Now, one of the things that we've been talking about, it seems like a lot lately, it's like the whole do-it-yourself kind of theme has been coming back, you know, more and more this year. I think a lot of people kind of hit that vein during COVID, just doing a lot of projects themselves in their home. And you're seeing a lot of that also?
We are.
Yeah?
And we have positioned ourselves to service that do-it-yourselfer, the weekend warrior, as Joel was talking about this morning, from Wilby. We love the do-it-yourselfer as well. We want people to know that while we do offer professional design services and installation, we have a ton of inventory, the most inventory in Jackson County, LVTs, waterproof flooring, laminates, hardwoods, carpets, area rugs, everything that come in, shop, the best buys, truckload pricing, take it away. We'll give you good advice on how to install it and get you put in the right direction. And maybe you're flipping a house. Maybe you're a contractor that just bought a house because this market is going crazy. So people are buying houses and flipping them. Maybe you're going to sell your house and you want to spruce it up. Inexpensive way is to put a new floor in. So come see us, and maybe we'll install it. Maybe you will. But we have a ton of inventory.
Right. And that's what I was going to ask you about, the inventory.
Yeah.
Not just with the flooring, but, I mean, the cabinets and everything.
So cabinets is another thing, too. While most – we do have a line that we stock, but which is a great, inexpensive white shaker, which is what most popular out there. But we have a lot of that only take 4 to 6 weeks to get, which is not really that long.
Right.
It really is when you're doing a kitchen remodel. But we can design your kitchen and price it and then deliver it to you, and you can install it. And so we are doing do-it-yourself that way, too. But we also For we seem to find there's a lot of people that do ceramic tile, want to do a bathroom floor or doing a shower, and you need all the waterproofing components, like from Schluter, the metal edges and the niches and the shelves and the shower pan and the waterproofing membranes. We have the largest inventory in stock in probably 100 miles. So if you are a tile guy out there, come see us. We probably have it.
Somebody gets into a new home and they're kind of iffy on the kitchen when they move in. How many crappy IKEA kitchens have you guys gone in and taken care of?
Quite a few, yes. That's what they're already gone by the time we get there. Like, hurry up, we need something better. But you know, kitchen cabinets is obviously new to us in the last 3 years. It's not, I guess it's not so new anymore, but it is very popular right now. It seems like everybody's yanking out their kitchen and putting in new kitchens. And it's funny, the trends, they were moving from woods looks to white and grays, you know, painted cabinets. Now we're starting to see woods coming back again, the hickories and the golden oaks. So if you've got a 70s, 80s kitchen, just hold on a little longer. It might
be come back again.
Might come back in style. Put a new countertop on it, backsplash, make it look great.
Everything does. Yeah. That burnt orange never was in style, though.
No, it never was.
Over that line.
Yeah.
Well, we got a couple minutes left here, Ted. What else we got going on that our listeners need to know about?
Well, I would say Commercial Contractors Association. Mm-hmm. You know, this is Contractors Week, and been a member of that organization since its inception, and it's a fantastic organization. So if there's a listener out there that does any type of work for the construction industry, whether it's support staff or whether you are a contractor, you should check out jcca.biz. Check out who our members are, and then come to a meeting the second Wednesday of the month. So I don't know the exact date, but next in May here. The second Wednesday of May.
I can help you out here. would be the 10th.
The 10th.
The 10th.
Okay.
May 10th.
At the Cascades Manor House.
Nice.
Yeah, so at 5 o'clock, and only last couple hours. Come and be a guest if you're so bold. If you'd want an invitation, then just call our number. You'll find it at jcca.biz. You can call any of the members and talk to them about it. I'm just encouraging membership with networking and the strengthening of the buying local, and especially in the commercial arena. We have got some great contractors and great support staff, so... Mm-hmm. It's just a wonderful organization.
Did you guys know when you moved into the toy house that Mechanic Street was going to be closed for almost the entire time you've been there?
Exactly. You know, when we first moved in, we commented, how convenient is this? We just walked to lunch and, you know, and took a little walk downtown, you know, after work. You just leave your car and walk. And now it's like, boy, it's almost like 5 blocks just to get across the street there. So, you know, you drive to the post office and it's only 2 blocks away.
Yeah.
But there, it's going to look beautiful. They're scheduled to be August, September will be done. You know, the official done is October, but I think that's when they put the grass seed in. But they're doing a great job. It's going to be beautiful.
It will be nice. It's always nice. It's always kind of fun and tongue-in-cheek to complain about it while it's happening. But, yeah, once all the construction in Jackson is done, it'll be time to start over again.
Yeah, and I think it's going to get worse before it gets better, because they're going to close Jackson Street and Blackstone Street Mechanic Street. So, you got to go a long ways around to get to the other side. So, you know, but they have to, because they're doing all that rail. So, you know, that's the way it is. Temporary permanent gain.
It is what it is.
Yep.
Ted Kristoff from Kristoff & Sons. Ted, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Mark.